Hey everybody, my name is Michael Bunnell, and I want to thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. If you enjoy it, please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating below. Now, it's time to dive deep into the show. Okay, so what we're going to be talking about in today's podcast episode is pain and suffering. And I'm going to try to make this as happy of a podcast as I possibly can. But my sole purpose for this podcast is I want to reach out to the people right now that are going through some amount of pain and suffering in their life. And I want to share with you guys three things that have helped me to overcome the pain and the struggles that I have experienced. So I spent 6 years of my life feeling stranded, feeling hopeless, feeling isolated, and if it wasn't for my family, I honestly don't know where I would be right now. Like, my family is the number one reason that I'm here today recording this podcast. They never quit on me. They never gave up on who it is that I wanted to be. I just didn't know how to find that person. And like, those 6 years that I spent living in pain and living in a depressed state, those were the worst 6 years of my life. Like, I went from being relatively happy and healthy to having to battle against depression and an eating disorder. I went from never being home to never being able to leave my room. I went from being excited for the future to not being able to lift my head and look ahead because I had absolutely zero faith. And if you don't know what it's like to feel these emotions, then consider yourself lucky. I honestly would not wish them upon anybody else because I know what it's like to live with them. For 6 years, I lived with those emotions. I woke up every single day, and granted, there were some good days in there. I didn't know how to approach it because I was in that depressed of a state. Like, I had very, very, very little faith for what was to lie ahead. Like, I did not know what my future was going to become. And honestly, it scared me because I didn't know if I was ever going to feel happy again. I didn't know if there was light at the end of the tunnel. To me, when I was battling my depression, it just felt like the endless tunnel of darkness. But maybe you do know what that's like. Maybe you know exactly what I'm talking about and feel these emotions on a daily basis. The dark days of depression that take away from all of the joy and happiness, not being able to go to a restaurant and enjoy a meal with your family or friends because you don't want to have to go to the gym afterwards and push yourself that much harder. Maybe you can't work out because a temple that is your body hurts too badly to move. Maybe you just need a friend but can't seem to find that one person that can resonate with you. If this is you, I want you to know two things. The first being that the person that you're looking for to resonate with you, they're a lot closer than you think. Second, remember that there is always hope. And I know that this is going to sound a little cliche because when you're going through the dark times in your life, you're not wanting to focus on anything positive, or it seems impossible to focus on anything positive. But no matter what, remember that there is hope. Despite what you may be feeling, know that all of your individual happiness and success usually lies right after your greatest battles in life. As long as you're willing to keep fighting, and as long as you're willing to never give up on the incredible person that you already are, you will find that life that awaits for you. Now, life doesn't always seem fair, and life isn't fair. Like, I get it. Life is not fair. Some have to overcome far greater battles than others. But no matter how big the battle, keep your head up. Do the only thing that is ever going to get you closer to the person that you want to be, and that's to keep moving forward. Unless you keep moving forward, you are never going to know what could have been your life. It may be difficult, but you will overcome any challenge just as long as you don't give up. And one of the best things about life is the fact that we have say in exactly how we choose to live our lives. We can either live in fear and allow the negatives in life to consume us, basically similar to how I lived for 6 years of my life, or we can dig deep, find the incredible, powerful strength that already lies within us, and we can embrace every single obstacle that life throws at us because we know that we are strong enough to overcome anything. Sure, it might be tough, but guess what? We are tougher. We are tougher than any single obstacle in life. So, now that I got that out of the way, now that I got you guys a little bit looking up here, I want to share with you guys the three things that have helped me. Because without these three things, I wouldn't be here today. And I honestly believe that. I don't know what would have happened to me had it have not have been for my family, had it not have been that I somehow found the willpower to keep moving forward, I do not believe that I would be here today. As scary as that sounds, that's the truth. So the first thing is keep moving forward. Don't look back in your life because you aren't going that way. Keep your head up, look directly in front of you, and put one foot in front of the other and just go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just go. You do have a say, and while it might be difficult to change, if you want something that you don't have, then you need to be doing something that you aren't doing, and that's moving forward. Again, everything that you want in life usually lies right after your biggest struggles. And I know that's not what you want to think about right now, because if you are struggling, you don't see an end. But the truth is, once that gets better, you're going to live the life that you always dreamed of living. Again, I'm proof of that. My biggest struggles were depression. I lived with it for 6 years. I lived with an eating disorder for 6 years. But the thing is right after all of those battles had concluded, well, I mean, I still deal with them on a daily basis. So I'm not going to say that everything is just sunshine and rainbows, because I mean, there's still thoughts in my head. But the thing is all of that is pushed so far back that it rarely ever comes out. I'm happier today than I could have ever imagined, and it's because I never gave up on myself, and it's because I continued to believe in the person that I always wanted to be. So the next tip is to focus on the good. Life truly is a blessing, even though it might not always feel like that. Focus on the good that already fills your life. Focus on the air that you get to breathe in every single day, the nature that surrounds you, and the people that love you. Again, if it weren't for my family, if it weren't for my closest friends, I don't know if I'd be here. Actually, I wouldn't be here. It is the good in life that will shine over any amount of darkness that you face. Whatever you deem to be good in life, surround yourself with it. Surround yourself with as much positivity, as much motivation as you possibly can. And if you're a guy and think that surrounding yourself with positivity and motivation isn't the route that you want to go down because you're going to get made fun of, or you're going to get teased, or it's not something manly to do, that is your choice. But just know that unless you change something in your life, you're never going to feel any different than how you feel right now. Yeah, you might get teased for listening to motivational podcasts. You might get made fun of for reading positive blogs, whatever it is. But guess what? The life that you're going to live because of that is so much greater than any amount of pain and struggle that you're experiencing right now. So the next tip, never lose hope. I'm going to say it for the third time. If it weren't for my family, for my friends, I don't know where I'd be. But what got me through these times was the strength that they instilled in me to look ahead and envision myself living a brighter future. Today, guess what? I'm living that brighter future. I kept that vision in my mind. And I did everything that I could to ensure that I started living the life that I wanted to be living, because this is the only one that I get to live. Because I never gave up when I felt like quitting, and because I believed in myself and started to slowly believe in the strength that I already had, I'm now living a better life than I could have ever imagined. And that's something so badly that I want to share with you guys. And if I could take away all of your pain and struggle, trust me, I would. But I can't. I can only share with you advice that has helped me in hopes that it will help you. So the life that you're living right now, remember that it's the only one you're ever going to get to live. You are strong enough, you are worthy enough, and you are capable of achieving the life that you desire to live. Just as long as you never give up on yourself, you will find that life. Stay positive, stay hopeful, keep moving forward no matter how long it takes. Once you quit moving forward, everything's over. Don't give up on yourself, because you will never achieve anything that you want in life if you do. You will get there just as long as you believe and as long as you take one step forward every single day. So today, go out there, take that step, believe in yourself, and realize that everything that you want in life is right in front of you. You just have to go get it. It's not easy, but nothing in life worth having comes easy, and nothing that comes easy in life is worth having. Go out there, show your strength, and take the world, because it's yours for the taking. If you guys did enjoy the podcast, if you found it beneficial at all, please, please, please leave a review, subscribe. All of the feedback is greatly appreciated. Again, I know this was a little bit of a negative podcast, but My sister had called me the other day and told me that one of her closest friends reads my blog every single day and basically said that if it weren't for me sharing tips and strategies of how I've overcome difficulties in my life, then he doesn't know where he would be either. And that's something that I want to share, because there was a time in my life where I didn't know if I was going to be alive for the next day or what the future held. You know, life sometimes is a bunch of struggles. It can feel like everything is adding up, but I promise you, as long as you never give up on the person that you want to be, and as long as you get up every single day and use even the tiniest bit of strength to get to where it is that you want to be, you will slowly start to achieve your goals and you will slowly start to live the life that you deserve to live. So go out there and live it. Thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.